track. The phosphorus that's moving around, I said, and it's fine for the farmers to put phosphorus generally on their paddocks because the phosphorus typically is bound to the soil. But obviously if you get a massive amount of erosion straight after you put your phosphorus on the paddock, then that's a problem because the phosphorus then is typically supported on sediment particles. And this plot here, it illustrates that quite nicely. Over on this side, you've got suspended solids. Over on this side, you've got stream flow events. And clearly, as we get a decent stream flow event, we get a big spike in the amount of suspended solids. And the next one, we put our total phosphorus versus the stream flow, and you can see that the total phosphorus nicely goes up with stream flow. So we can then couple the two together to say that, well, actually, every time we get a major stream flow event, we're moving a lot of suspended solids off the paddocks, that's carrying most of the phosphorus that we're finding, because in the reasonably calm periods then, we've simply got 0.1 ppm travelling down the streams, and that's a really quite a low amount, whereas in a peak event, we're carrying true ppm values down. So the monitoring that's needed in the far north Queensland then has to focus in on high flow events. Now high flow events then, where it's less comfortable for people to be getting out and doing field work, half time you can't even get into the place that you need, so you put automatic sampling gear in that's able to cope with it. It costs you money, but it's easy enough to do. You've got something then that is measuring the depth of the water body, flow rates, and then you've got an auto sampler that's going in and collecting the samples you need. So certainly up in the Mossman area for a while there, they had lots of the that catchment up there with automatic sampling gear on. So it's not only a multi-probe that's down there that's measuring all the standard parameters, they've actually got a thing that's sucking water out of the river. When you get a high flow event, it's sucking it into a refrigerator, then sucking it into a little sample vial. And those sample vials, somebody from town was periodically coming through and picking them up out of the fridge and taking them back to town. So that's what you need for measuring these high flow events in convenient time. The characteristic then of the phosphorus is not universal. For instance, silicic acid then travels in exactly the opposite direction. Okay, so it's not moving mostly in the high flow events. It's actually moving.